Chapter 4, A Painful Journey. The women were so tired they could barely move. It was hard to make a shelter because they were so exhausted. When they finally got the fire started, they sat huddled close together and stared like they were hypnotized at the fire. They fell asleep leaning against one another. When Sa woke up, her legs had fallen asleep. Chi pretended to be asleep because she did not want to wake up. Both women had pushed their bodies too far, and they were in pain. As painful as it was, Sa finally got up and was able to move around, proving how determined she is. Chi watched all this while pretending to be asleep on her bed. However, her bladder proved to be more insistent, and soon she got up to use the bathroom. Chi was surprised at how fast she was able to move. The women began their journey. Again, they tied ropes around their waist and started walking for their new campsite. The women followed the riverbank as they kept a lookout, and on the sixth day of walking, Sa looked up and said, "We are there." Both women were excited to have found their spot. The women found the old fish racks that they had hung many years ago and were excited again. They sat and just looked at the camp that they had made so long ago. Both women thought of the memories of their lives. While the women worked, they thought of their own lives and how different everything was. The two old women had not known each other well before they started their journey. Chi was thinking of her daughter and grandson and wondered if they were okay. Chi started to talk about her life. "Once, when I was a little girl, they left my grandmother behind. She couldn't walk and could barely see. I was horrified that they would leave her behind, but it was a hard time. There was talk of people eating other people. When I was older, I found out my brother and father went back to end my grandmother's life so she wouldn't suffer. I remember winters that were harder, but that one will always be the hardest." Sa then shared her life story. "When I was young, I was like a boy. I was always with my brothers, and I learned many things from them. My mother would try and make me sit and do things that a woman would do, but my brother and father always saved me. My family let me do many things like explore. I only played with my brothers because we had so much fun. I grew older but did not have a family and children like the other women. People talked about me behind my back, but I always brought home more than my share of food to share with the clan. One winter, though, we experienced our worst winter. There was an old woman who had to be carried to find the caribou. The chief did not want to deal with her, so he ordered her left behind. No one argued except for me, and because I argued, the chief ordered me to be left behind as well. My family begged me to apologize, but I would not and was left behind. After they left, I was in charge of feeding the both of us, but soon the old woman died, and it was just me. One day, when I was walking alone, I heard a man's voice. 'Who are you talking to?' I jumped because I was surprised. He asked why I was alone, and I told him my story. He told me the same thing had been done to him. We began to travel together for many years and then became married. After a few years, we joined the people. My husband died fighting a bear." Sa sighed as she ended her story. The days became shorter as winter began, and the women filled their time by hunting and talking to each other. They began to respect and like each other. They developed a plan to stockpile or save as much wood and food as they could so they would not starve. Then they had a routine, and after many weeks of cold, it began to get just a little bit warmer.